Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and our King, and to family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic, service family members, my beloved, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 418, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement of the Holy Scriptures allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true nonfiction story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, my beloved, we're reading Psalm 24. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, thank you, Lord, for our earlier prayer meeting. We do pray that you will hear and answer all of our prayers as you have done down through the years. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy towards such wretched people as we are. I praise you and thank you for your holy Son, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord, I thank you for all of the millions, many, and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. So many that we can't begin to number them. And Lord, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify our sinful flesh, the old man within us, our old Adamic nature, and Lord, fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit of Christ. Wash and cleanse our souls, our hearts and minds and spirits and consciences in the precious blood of Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, I pray that you'd cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here who have that problem and the people out there, Lord, wherever they may be and whatever ministry they may be a part of, and give us all a sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from here today and out there today. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments, that we would not sin against you. And cast out, I do pray, the satanic, demonic spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and all of the sins that these spirits produce. Pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, hatred, bitterness, and bad attitudes, treachery, hindrance, distraction, betrayal, and sabotage. Drive these demon spirits out from the hearts and minds and lives of the people here and out there. Please give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil in a very real sense, and help us to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit. Open up great doors for us that no man can shut. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving. And Holy Father God, glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege to, and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, at Psalm 24, a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word, and I pray that it would speak to each person's heart, that they would meditate on it and change it, and change according to your holy word. And fill us with your Holy Spirit to walk according to your holy word, to obey it, and to apply it to our lives, and to share it with others. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, service family members. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 102. We're at Psalm 10:13. Wherefore doeth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. And Dr. Spurgeon goes on to share in these verses, the description of the wicked is condensed, and the evil of his character traced to its source, viz. Atheistical ideas with regard to the government of the world. We may at once perceive that this is intended to be another urgent plea with the Lord to show his power and reveal his justice. When the wicked call God's righteousness in question, we may well beg him to teach them terrible things in righteousness. Pardon me. In verse 13, the hope of the infidel and his heart wishes are laid bare. He despises the Lord because he will not believe that sin will meet with punishment. May I repeat that? He despises the Lord because he will not believe that sin will meet with punishment. Oh, but it will. He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. This atheist or atheistic person is trying to say that God is bluffing. And he's trying to call his bluff, I say respectfully, and I'm adding that part. If there were no hell for other men, there ought to be one for those who question the righteousness and the justice of God and of it. I took the liberty to add a few things there. Shall we pray? Holy Father, God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you for fixing the hearts of your saints to never question your holiness, your righteousness, your judgment, your grace, your mercy, and your love. I believe that for believers in you, Lord, it's easy to believe in you. And to believe everything that is revealed about you is true. For saved people, for born again people. However, as you have shown here, there are people who are unbelievers. For you said in the New Testament, there are people, there are men who don't have faith. There are women who don't have faith in you. Lord, for whatever reason, I don't understand it all, but you know all about it. And Lord, I pray that the people under the sound of my voice, Lord, will not think that way, but believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ, for their salvation, and that will be the beginning of them believing in you, Holy Father, God, and obeying your commandments for their own good. Lord, have it to be so. We pray that millions would be converted by your gospel and by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we move over to the family segment of our service and to the family verses. Today, after hearing God's word again on or regarding the wife, regarding the husband, and regarding both, we are at the passage of scripture that deals with children. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. As I said yesterday, and as I've said before, sometimes in life, there are some things that are just right, and you just don't worry about understanding it all, just obey it all. Verse 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, you ought to honor your father and mother anyway, because it is right to do. You ought to do it because it is right to do. However, it comes with a promise. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, that you will, in other words, have favor throughout this life. Wherever you land in life, there are people that God has touched their hearts to show you favor. Favor is a very interesting thing. Favor does not really come until you step out by faith and show up, if you understand what I mean. For example, you might want a certain job. You may have that in your as your desire. You may be prepared for it via education. And there may be 2,000 applicants. What favor will do for you in the moment? See, there is faith involved with favor, always. But, so you have to step out. You can't just sit on the couch. And I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what I think. Now, God will give a certain person favor if they, for example, obey this passage and other, and the rest of the Word of God by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. But the point of favor, favor really happens in the moment when you walk out by faith and you believe in God and you believe God, and out of the 2,000 applicants, God's favor will cause you to get that job over 2,000 people. That's the power of God's favor. That is coupled with prayer and faith and reading the Word of God and obeying the Word of God and honoring your parents in a way that, as adult children, you can honor your parents. You honor them not by coming to the house all of the time. That's not necessary. But when you have achieved some great dream, something that benefits other people, you are traveling to a certain place, to honor them in your adult years, you just share those things with them. I honored my dad that way. My dad never wanted to travel and preach as I did. By the grace of God, traveling to many countries and finding favor in the sight of the people when I got there, and open doors and so forth, and I thank the Lord for that. But I honored my dad by sending him postcards and pictures of where I was, and it blessed his heart tremendously, and he was so proud of his son that he never thought would do that. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Just go ahead. I know you got it going on with your bad self, but share those victories, share those trips, share those moments with your parent or parents, and that'll be a way of honoring them. Do right, as somebody said, though the stars fall. And sometimes, beloved, you have to choose to do right. It may not come easy. It doesn't come easy for most people. But do right, though the stars fall. Look back and see how God used a parent or parents to get you over the hump and get you to where you are today, where you're able to do these things. And just share those moments and say thank you for raising me up to have the sense to enjoy these things. Verse 3, again, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Let's pray, and let's pray for other families, and pray for others in general and specifically. And Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for your holy word today. And thank you for the expounding upon your holy word. We pray, Holy Father God, for the healing of every Christian marriage and family based upon your holy word. And Holy Father God, we pray that people would, in so-called Christian families, would come to know you as Savior. There are some people who are not saved in so-called Christian families. We pray, Lord, that you would revive the saints again and help them to choose to obey you and to obey your holy word by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you would cast the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and all evil out of every Christian family. And Lord, give them sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Help each person in every Christian family by the power of your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit, do what they know they should do. Help us all to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and prayerful at all times, to pray without ceasing. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, for all people who don't know you as Savior. We pray for their salvation. We pray for all people who are saved, but they need to be revived. We pray for the healing of the sick. We pray for the comfort of the grieving and mourning, and draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort, as only you can. And Holy Father God, we pray for all Christians who name the name of Christ, and we pray that you'll have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of the wicked sins of disobeying your great commandment and disobeying your great commission and not taking you seriously and taking your word seriously. taking communion unworthily, and unfaithfulness and lack of faith in Lord God in heaven, I do pray for all other Christians, all Christians who name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father, God, we pray for all people who are in the ministry of government, from the president on down. It makes no difference to us as true Christian believers, be they Democrat or Republican or independent. All of them are corrupt, liars, dishonest, and deceitful. And Lord, I pray that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, have your Holy Ghost to move upon the hearts of these wicked people and help them to guide their respective areas of government in such a way that we would live peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved in government, and rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from them. Lead, guide, and direct them into righteous paths for your glory, praise, and honor, for their good and for our good. We pray for all of the people who govern in the world. We pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. And Holy Father God, we pray for the millions of saints who are being persecuted for their faith in you. Lord, give them your grace in their trying hours and in their dying hours, if need be. And Holy Father God, help us to take these matters seriously and not for granted. And Lord, we pray that you will help them as they are persecuted and as they may die, to win others to you, Lord Jesus Christ, because of their steadfastness and their faithfulness and consistency in serving you. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me and my youngest son to see the most beautiful rainbow I've ever seen. Probably in my life, I was able to see the whole thing through the clouds, and it was absolutely magnificent and beautiful. And it reminded me of your grace, reminded me of your love and your mercy. And so I thank you for that experience. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the millions of people who are hurting because of those who have died in their lives recently because of the coronavirus plague. We pray that you would comfort them as only you can, draw them to yourself for their own salvation as only you can. Help them to hear the gospel and be saved by the millions. We pray that. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, for some by name. We pray for millions, but Lord, we pray for some by name today. We pray, Lord, for Saisha Buchanan, for her family and friends of Michigan student Saisha Buchanan. We pray for the family and friends of Michigan resident Danny Birch. We pray for the family and friends of Alabama investigator Steve Finley. We pray for the family and friends of California resident Anthony Michael Reyes. We pray for the family and friends of Illinois Police Officer Brian Shields. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the prayer requests that have come in. We pray for, we thank you and we praise you for the privilege to pray for thousands of others before this day. Thank you for your grace and strength to pray for all of those people repeatedly for their needs. And Lord, thank you for hearing thousands of prayers. And we pray now, Lord, that you'll hear and answer their prayers and hear and answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for bringing all of us a mighty long way by your might and your power, your grace, your mercy, your love, and your favor. And Lord, I am beside myself in praise of what you have done in answer to prayer. And I thank you. And Holy Father God, we pray today for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical, blessings upon all of the people who have ever sent in prayer requests, and these people too. As we pray for some by name, we pray, and specifically we pray for Robin. Please bless Robin and her daughter, Melissa, and her son Gavin with a closer relationship. We pray, Holy Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for Rose. Please completely restore Dixon's vision. We pray for Tim Lohen. Please answer her prayers and bless her with a great job in her field. And Lord God in heaven, we pray now for all of the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry over the years. And we pray that you'll help them to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Niyabaga, Keith, Smith, Yvonne, and Margaret. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of the gospel in your holy word through this ministry down through the years. We pray for Eric, Shingium, Akashua, Esmeralda, and Alu Rukola. We commit all of these souls into your hands and our souls as well as we prepare to go into the next service. Lord, grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy gospel and your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him The word whosoever means anybody at any time. The word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in Him, Jesus Christ. Should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on His name and pray and ask Him to save you. And He will do so, my beloved. If He did it for me, He'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven
Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.